People love to say, just be yourself. But what does that even mean, though? Is it the version of you your friends know, the one your family expects, or the version of you that's in your head, or the you that shows up when nobody's watching? So today we are peeling back the cliche and talking about what being yourself really looks like. And spoiler alert, it's not always comfortable, but it's always worth it. Wagwan, what's up? How are you doing? Welcome back to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. What's up? What's up? How you feeling? Are you feeling? Are you feeling high? I'm feeling good. I'm in a good mood. Welcome to another amazing episode. This is episode 131, and I'm your host, Awina Awiti, and I feel so. I don't know. Why am I in a good mood? Quick one. Let me tell you a story. I know from this title, you can already tell the episode, the topic we're going to be talking about today. But before we get into that, so yesterday, I have a little story for you, guys. A story. I think this is the story that has actually inspired this specific episode. So yesterday, which was on Sunday, I was supposed to go for an audition. It was like an audition, an interview. Okay, let me give you guys the gist because already the cat is gonna be out of the bag soon. So I'm actually a contestant to be a co-host at the Sandwich Podcast. Shout out to the guys, by the way. The people, I actually didn't know about this competition when they announced it. Some people tagged me. Shout out to the people who tagged me. I think that the couple of people tagged me on TikTok. So they made me aware of this opportunity, and so I applied. So shout out to them, Kina Eddie, shout out to you guys. So I am a top contestant, and yeah, so very soon you guys, I'm gonna be asking you guys to vote. But before I get into that, so yesterday we went for the auditions. Yeah, we were going for the audition. So it was like an audition, an interview, something like that. So the auditions were like at 1 p.m. So a quick story. I wasn't by in the morning on Sunday, yeah, in the morning of yesterday, I was so sick, you guys. I'm not even kidding. I was literally dying. I remember I was even sleeping on the floor, on the carpet, because I was in so much pain. I was initially, I think I like my chest, I had like a cold inafunganana, like when you get a cold and then your kifua funganas. That's what I was going through. So I was feeling, I have a cold, then I had a fever, and at the same time I was cramping. Like, yo, all the bad things were just happening to me. Like, life was just so crazy. It was, I had the worst morning, and it started on Saturday, the previous night. So when it started, I was like, yo, I'm sick. And I need to go to, I need, I was even feeling like I was supposed to go to the hospital, actually. So I was like, I need to go to the hospital. But like, a lot was just happening. I went to the hospital actually on Saturday because I was so sick. So I couldn't, like, I was like, I was so worried. I was supposed to actually to be admitted in hospital, but I was like, no, I have somewhere to go. I need to be somewhere on Sunday, so I need to make it. So by Sunday morning, I was actually now Sunday kabisa. So I called, I emailed the guys at Sandwich and told them, yo, I was really looking forward to the interview, to the audition, but yo, I'm like, I literally can't make it. I don't think I can make it. I feel so bad. Plot twist, guys. So I already sent the email, and I was like, okay, I'd made up my mind that okay, I'm not gonna make it for this interview. Hey. I tried sleeping, so I was like, I'm so sick. I took my medication, I took breakfast. Then I was like, I even took a shower, and I was in pajamas literally, and I was like, ah, let me sleep because I can't die, bana sitakufa joyous stuff. Like, I tried sleeping, so I was just tossing and turning in bed. I was just tossing and turning in bed. Like I couldn't sleep. I was so tired, but I couldn't sleep. I couldn't. So in the midst of hizo vitu zote kufanyika, it was time ikapita tukafika, like it was around 1:30 p.m. I woke up and just started scrolling on my phone. I was just woke up. Before I sent the email confirming to them that I'm not coming, I was so scared. I was like, why am I giving up on this opportunity? Like, I don't know what will happen if I go. Like, oh, why am I giving up? I was like, I'm nijikaze tu niende. But then my body had refused, literally. I even prayed about it to God and to ask God, like, what should I do? Like, if you want me to go to that interview, please give me a sign. Like, if you want me to go to that interview, please just give me a sign. Or am I even making the right decision missing that interview? Am I should just sleep because I'm sick. It's not my fault. So I was just, debating in my mind. I was so confused. I didn't know what to do. So, but I sent the email around 7 a.m. So I slept, I tossed and turned in bed till around like 1:30, like I was saying. Then I just started scrolling on my phone. I don't know. There's a notification. I don't really remember. But there's a notification that actually popped up. Something to do with, it was a notification, something to do with just the interview, the auditions, and how everything was going on. I was like, okay, it's not that serious. Oh, I saw the video. I was like, okay, I don't think these auditions are like that intense that I wouldn't manage even though I'm not feeling well. It's not that serious. I'll just hop on a cab, head out, then come back home. Like, I was looking at the videos, that notification. I was like, okay. I think I can make it. Like, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. Because in my mind, I was like, okay, I'm going to miss this opportunity, but I feel like it's going to haunt me. You see, when you regret, when you wish you had done something and then you didn't. So I feel I didn't want that. I was really running away from that. I didn't really want to regret. I'm like, now the next day, I'll be like, nah, why did I miss that interview? I don't know. Like, what if I will be having a lot of what ifs in my head, and I really hate that. I really hit regretting. So I just nikamka tu nikamwacha na nikasema, oh, let me take another shower so that at least nipe nguvu. So I took a shower and then I just started kutafuta tu manguo, picking up an outfit mbio mbio tu. I just nikavaa tu pole, sikuwa na haraka by the way, mbio mbio. I was just doing things slow because literally I was not feeling well. So I just picked out an outfit, put on an outfit, did a bit like kidogo tu touch up, lip gloss of course. And then I did my cab, and then I got into the interview. When I got there, I was like, "What the hell?" I was so happy to be there. Like, it literally took me less than a minute. Even a minute is like less than a minute to just start talking to everyone. You couldn't have known I was sick. Like, I felt like the people I met there, the shout out to the girlies, man. Shout out to all the girlies I met yesterday. Those are like the funniest girlies, the most beautiful, the most kind-hearted girls I've ever met, literally, in my entire life. So I don't know. Like, the my mood just changed being around such people, being in a, like, just changing the environment. It just changed my mood. I felt less ill. I felt more alive. I felt like, I'm so glad I came. Like, I felt like, thank God I came. So anyway, that was just a story. Like, the plot twist, the story. Why am I telling you guys this story? Because my day, but actually when my day ended yesterday, when I came back home, I was like, my day actually started like crap. Literally in the morning, I was sick and depressed. And then me just going out there to attend that thing, meeting other different people, then showing up, just being myself, showing up as I am. Literally, the day it became one of my best days. Like, it just changed. Like, how it was just so crazy how things can just turn in a flash. Anyway, that's why I was telling you guys the story, because many a times tunambuanga, show up as yourself. Just be yourself. And I know it's cliche, we've been told this is always the motivational talks we talk about when we had motivational speakers back in school, in high school and primary. They always tell us, be yourself, know yourself, show up as yourself. But then when you become an adult, ask yourself again, like, when you're asked, are you being yourself, are you showing up as yourself? honestly, as a human being, it's not always 100% that we show up as yourself, because it's actually not always easy to show up as yourself. Me, that's something I feel like I used to find it hard. And sometimes you think you're showing up as yourself, but you are not really showing up as yourself, because you're trying to fit in with the crowd you are in. You're trying to fit in. You're trying to feel like you belong. You're trying to be accepted. You want to be accepted by the people that are there. You want to be accepted. But yesterday, when I was at the audition, I met like the most genuine people, and then like I met like different characters. How I felt like I connected with those girls. It's because they were just, everyone was just themselves, which was so crazy to me. And actually, that was the point of the interview. We were told that when you go in there, they're gonna ask you random questions. And the trick to acing that audition is just being yourself. Don't try to be someone else. Don't try to impersonate someone else. What really they were looking for is, are you yourself? Even the way you answer the questions, but they will tell if you're not yourself or if you're yourself. So those girls really motivated me. It's how people will just open up about their life and just be open and talk about why they really need this opportunity, why they actually auditioned for it, how they came about auditioning for it, like just their life. And guys were so honest. Guys were so, like, I have never seen. It was like so motivating. I think it was like so deep, and I actually love it. Like, people are just unapologetically them, and it was motivating to me. It was a nice thing to see, because nowadays, especially, and I don't know why it was crazy for me like that. I think because the past auditions I've ever attended, I've never met Gag. I've never seen such an audition like the one I went to yesterday. The past auditions I've gone to, they're always like, so there's a lot of tension. Guys even rarely talk to each other that much. Guys rarely even form a bond. I feel like yesterday, I don't know if it's because we're just girlies. I think it has something to do with that, because they're looking for a female co-host. So we are basically all girls. So I think it had something to do with that, because now girls, I just felt like that was, me personally felt like that's my circle. I belong, because we are almost like the same age, and then we had the same passions, ambitions. Guys were creators. I met people who are other directors. I met all content creators. There were TV hosts over there. There were people in radio. There were like other podcasters. It was like my crowd. That was my crowd. That's why I really felt like I belonged. And that's why I really felt like people are just carefree. People are like just unapologetically themselves. And no one was trying to fit in. And that really motivated me. I was like, yo, being yourself is how to ace it in life. I feel like once you're yourself, hakuna kitu kingine inaweza kusumbuka in life. Honestly, I feel like once you're yourself, there's nothing like Musa and Azak show. There's nothing people can, there's nothing that can in Azak show. And the cost of not being yourself will really haunt you. Like I was telling you yesterday, what they're actually looking for is, are you yourself? Do you know yourself? And are you your authentic self? And I realized that if you're not being yourself, you can miss on a lot of opportunities, because you're trying to like be someone else. You're trying to play a role. You're trying to please, which is something we no longer do. You're trying to lose your touch to make other people happy. And it's exhausting, by the way. Not being yourself, faking it, I find it really exhausting. It gives you burnout. It strains you mentally. Like, it's so exhausting trying to be someone else. Like, I feel like we should all just be yourself. Be weird. Be as weird as you want to be, man. We need more weird people. I feel like the world needs more weird people. We're tired of the same aesthetically pleasing looking girls. I don't know, aesthetically pleasing looking guys. We want more weird people. And that's why I actually love TikTok. TikTok is my favorite app because TikTok changed the game. TikTok changed the creator game way back in 2020, kabisa. Because TikTok is that one app where it was like, come as you are. Be yourself. Be authentic self. Come as you are. People are going to accept you. There's no like, I think squeezing documents are going to a bit of judgment on TikTok, but it's like TikTok really changed the game. That's why people are going viral. Mtu ameshoot videos juu ana dance huko shango kwa shamba. And guys would love that because, yo, you relate to that because that was so real. It was always so real. That's why, like, I love TikTok. It changed the game. So be weird. Be unique. Create your stuff. Create stuffs that represent you. Don't create a TV. This is especially for creators. You see your favorite creator is doing, I don't know, fashion vlogs, beauty, fashion, and lifestyle. And now you're like, okay, I want to, because my favorite content creator is doing this, I also want to be a beauty, lifestyle, fashion content creator. And that's not your authentic self. That's not what represents you. That's not what you are passionate about. That's why I always say the best gift you can do to yourself as a content creator, as a creative, as an artist, is to find your voice. That's what changed my game in podcasting. Finding my voice, it changed the game for me. Because I've talked about this a couple of times. When I started out, I didn't know my niche, or rather, I said I didn't know what represents me. I didn't know what I want to be known for. I didn't know what I'm about. I didn't know what I like. I didn't know what type of content I want to put out there. So then I would try and imitate my favorite podcasters. I would listen to podcasts and then, okay, yeah, I can be like these people. I would listen to Kina TMI, Kina Murugi's podcast. And then like I'll copy their, like I'll try to sound like them, talk about the same topics. And bro, their podcast is like for people, I don't know. It's other, they talk about, I don't know, different things, like things that didn't actually represent my life at the time, didn't represent what I stood for at the time, didn't represent the things I'm passionate about. So I feel like that's when I really took a break to figure out this podcasting thing. And by the time I was finishing uni, I was like, yeah, that's even why I changed the name to Unspoken. It was a totally different name. So that's the point I changed the name. I was like, yeah, now this is me. Personal development, things to do with motivation, mental talk. Ah, that sounds like me. Now this is me. This is what I want to be known for. This is what I love talking about. This is what like sets my soul on fire when I just talk about it. So as a creator, what sets your soul on fire? Not even as a creator, as an individual, what's that thing that sets your soul on fire? The thing that you do and your face just lights up. You enjoy. You don't feel like you're working. Like for me, I always say the podcast, as well, even if it doesn't give me money, even if it gives me money, yeah, I'll still continue doing it. Because it's something like I'm passionate about. It's something that sets my soul on fire. It makes me happy. It's my purpose. So what's that thing for you? That's your authentic self. That's you being yourself. That's what represents you. Stop listening to other people. Do what your soul tells you. Maybe always listen to your soul. Always listen to instincts never lie. The times, especially as an adult, you realize that you really need to always consult your instincts a lot because you make a lot of decisions. I was listening to another podcast and was it Mel Robbins, and she was saying that in a day you actually make 35,000 decisions. How crazy is that? Who knew that in a day? And I've had like two podcasts say that the same thing, that in a day you actually make it can even be more than 35,000 decisions, because you're making a lot of decisions. So, and you need to start listening to your instincts. Whether your instincts are never wrong. The times that I've not listened to my instincts, I've ended up regretting so bad. Your instincts never lie. Your instincts. And this day, I'm glad I actually listened to my instincts and I went to that interview, because if I hadn't, I wouldn't even be recording this podcast now. I'll be beating myself up. I'll be so sad. Yeah. And I'll still be so sick. At least now I have the energy to even record the pod today. So, and if being yourself means you have to disappoint other people, Man, you gotta do it. You gotta do it if being yourself means you have to disappoint other people, as long as you don't disappoint yourself. Man, you gotta do it. You gotta do it. Put yourself first. Don't try to make yourself feel small to accommodate other people. Are we still even doing that? No. It's good to stand out from others, man. Your character makes you stand out and shine through your uniqueness. We need more different people. I feel like that's why I thrive this study. I hate going to a place where, like, I don't meet need different characters. Like, tukotopo tumenyamaza. I don't see something that, like, I don't see, I always love when I meet people and then I'm just, that person's just, is stuck in my head. I'm like, what? So that girl, she's crazy. Like, she's just like that. Like, your personality just makes you stand out. And by the way, in my adulting life, in my life of adulting and looking for jobs and opportunities, I've realized one thing. Many jobs and opportunities, they look out for your personality. Your personality is what makes you get the job. That's what I've learned. Most of the jobs I've got, you know, see, you listen to the episode. If you listen to the episode about being shameless, I told you guys the story of how I got my current job. So, and it was my personality, being shameless, me being just kichwa mbaya and just being shameless and being confident. And I've learned in this adulting life, the things about, I feel like your personality will open doors of opportunities for you. Your uniqueness, you being yourself, your personality, it will open doors of opportunities for you, because that means there's no other person out there like you. It's you without your personality. We want you for the job because of that, your personality. That's what has worked for me, especially as a creator. Let me give you an example. You've gone for an interview. You have five creators. And all of you, you love the same things. All of you, you post the same content. All of you, you do the same thing on TikTok. I don't know, on Instagram. You like the same things. All of you. And you're five people. And they need one person for the job. Ask your question. And nowadays, actually, who looks at papers? All of you, siklam to squeeze me some. Everyone nowadays is learned. All of you have degrees. So, out of the five of you, how are they going to pick the one person? Because all of you have the qualifications. All of you do the same things that they want for the job. But then, what's going to make you stand out? What's going to make them choose you for the job? That's when your authentic self comes in. That's when you showing up for yourself, you showing up as yourself and being just you, that's what will set you apart. They'll be like, okay, your personality, this girl, she's unique in this type of way. This is how she handles some things. This is what she likes. This is what she has done. So personally, for me, that thing has worked for me. My personality, me being loud, me with my loud voice, me with my loud, ugly laugh, me with the things that I love, me being always unapologetically outspoken. I'm actually, even someone asked me, why is your podcast called Outspoken? Your podcast should be called Outspoken, because, girl, you talk about the things you're passionate about without being scared, with confidence. Me being myself, me having all that character, those are things actually that have gotten me jobs out there. Those are the things actually that have gotten me opportunities literally out there, and I won't even lie. So the freedom in being yourself is, oh, it's insane. It's nice, it's fulfilling, and it will get you real connections. Just that being yourself, it will get you real connection. It will make your life, it will make you just feel fulfilling. So just be bold, be true to yourself. It's good to stand out from others and shine through your uniqueness. Let your uniqueness sell you. I feel like, what's the word? Your uniqueness, someone will say, your uniqueness is your power. Exactly. Your uniqueness is your power. That's what sets you apart from the world. So be bold, be true to yourself, be confident, and the right people are going to be attracted to you. They're going to be, that energy of yours, your authentic self, is going to attract the right people to you. So take yourself back from the people you've given yourself to. Take yourself back from the people you've given yourself away to. Call your power back from everyone. Because I feel like sometimes, and that's why I actually did this episode, because we are adults and life sometimes lives. You forget a lot of things. You forget yourself. You get caught up in all life shenanigans in everything, but you get caught up in yourself, and then you find yourself mixed up. You've forgotten about the boundaries you set. You've started people pleasing again, and then you have to remind yourself. You have to go back and take yourself back from the people you've given yourself to, the people you've constantly been people pleasing or trying to be like, trying to emulate. You have to take yourself back. Call your power back from everyone and shift. Build yourself on yourself, because you have the final say at the end of the day. You have the final say. Your personal narrative starts with you. Yeah. How you present yourself, your personal branding starts with you. It's self-leadership. It's how you present yourself. That's how it starts with you. That's how people are going to address you. That's how you're going to attract other people to you. How you present yourself, how you brand yourself. So branding yourself, it's like self-leadership. It's you leading people on how to address you, on what to know you for, on what to know that you do, on how to call you, how to know you. So take yourself back. Take yourself back from the people you've given yourself away to. Call your power back and shift. Okay. I hope you enjoyed this awesome episode. I actually enjoyed recording this, and I hope you've learned something, man. I really hope you've learned something. Remember, guys, those who are asking about the Unspoken Story, the series, they wanted to send they wanted to apply the link. I always leave a link. If you look at all the episodes, there's always a link there, the Google form link, where you can register to be part of the What's Your Spoken Story, the series. Okay, I'll see you on the next episode. Remember, just be you. Okay, adios.